USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republicans in the Florida House of Representatives approved a ban on abortions after 15 weeks, moving to tighten access to the procedure ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit abortion rights in America. The GOP-controlled House passed the 15-week abortion ban after several hours of debate between Democrats, who said the measure would impose an unnecessary burden on women, and Republicans, who say they were protecting the unborn. Republicans in several state legislatures are now moving to place new restrictions on abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled it will uphold the Mississippi law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks and potentially overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Mudslides that swept away homes and cars in the Brazilian city of Petropolis have killed over 105 people, according to Rio de Janeiro's state government. But even as families prepare to bury their dead, it's still unclear how many bodies remain trapped. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A U.S. and Iran nuclear deal is getting closer, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Talks in Vienna to revive the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal are nearing their conclusion. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Ali Khani, said on Wednesday that the parties are closer than ever to reaching a deal. Despite the growing opposition in Washington, a Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday showed that 53% backed the original JCPOA agreement. I'm Lance Pry.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed in a declaration by the Justice Department that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and blocked the U.S. government from disciplining any employees failing to comply. A former Democratic candidate for president, Tulsi Gabbard, said the recent findings from the John Durham investigations into the originations of the Russia probe show that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to work to undermine American democracy.
Hillary Clinton and the power elite in this country manufactured this Russian collusion lie, actively undermining our democracy and stoking the fires, moving us into this new Cold War with Russia. The damage that they did to the American people, our democracy, and others around the world is immeasurable.
The latest filings in the Durham report allege that Clinton's campaign lawyers paid a technology company to get access to Trump Tower servers and create a narrative that would link former President Donald Trump to Russia. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.